The Calgary Pop-Up Care Village held a festival on Tuesday, January 24th at the Kirby Center for those who experience homelessness, addiction, and so much more to get the necessities and services they need. Bill Zen and Hannah Woodward, event managers for the Calgary Pop-Up Village, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network in regards to what the festival was all about.
The Calgary Pop-Up Care Village is a festival for anyone experiencing systemic vulnerability, such as homelessness, addiction, mental health, cultural and language barrier, and more.
At the festival, we had about 47 agencies come to our space and they're at the Kirby Center and just provide services there on the spot or provide information about their services to help with program navigation. We had haircuts, we had massage, eye exams, we had Indigenous cultural crafting and smudging. A lot of services that people aren't normally able to access or just don't know where to access.
Zhang and Woodward weren't sure what to expect, but looking back, they said they are more than delighted with how the festival went.
We weren't really sure what we were expecting, either too many people or not enough. But I think 430 people was, you know, right up in the middle of it. We had a lot of smiling faces, and even just asking some of the volunteers what their experiences were, they were like, this is one of the most meaningful experiences I've ever taken in my life. That's amazing.
It was super inspiring to see how many agencies were willing to come help, how many volunteers, especially youth and student volunteers, that were coming to volunteer their time just to help out and get some experience working with people experiencing vulnerabilities. It was really cool. My heart is very warm today.
With 11 more months ahead in 2023, Zhang and Woodward said they have a roadmap to follow to make their way through the rest of the year.
I think we're going to try and at least establish a twice a year schedule and make it sustainable.
We'll have one summer one, which is outside in Olympic Plaza. We had our first summer one last year on September 27th, and we want to have one winter one in an inside space twice per year. And then I feel like each time we do it, it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
We've already pushed out the volunteer feedback form. We're going to soon push out the vendor feedback form, and we've already gotten the guest feedback form. So we're going to study these data very, very critically and analyze them and engage with the folks who are actually participating in the event.
Just giving people radical hospitality and dignity and helping them feel socially included and valued.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.